Hello, this 5 minutes, the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 51, 5:1. And our fundamental scripture is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. And I always stop here to say what? You have not believed in vain. That's why you're hearing and you keep hearing. For I delivered unto you that which I also received. First of all, this is what we're dealing with. First of all, how that Christ died. First of all, this is the first of all of the gospel. This is the priority of the gospel. So in dealing with the priority of the gospel, we went to the seven junctions of the gospel. And the first one was that Christ was crucified. But before we went into the crucifixion, we went into Gethsemane. So with all these, we've come to this point where I said Christ came to be united with spiritual death. And in being united with spiritual death, then he could give you spiritual life. What is spiritual death? Spiritual death is the nature of the devil. What is spiritual life? Spiritual life is eternal life, everlasting life, and the life of God is away, the very nature of God. So you lost the nature of the devil to gain what? The nature of God. And if you want this nature of God to be activated and operative in you, working in you, taking over your life, then you will have to employ your mouth with confession. Confession. Two things. Heart believes, then confession is made unto salvation, according to Romans 10:19. So I said in the previous episode that you have to walk in the light of it. Listen, it is mandatory. It is compulsory to learn how to walk in the light of eternal life. That is the only way you can enjoy the fullness of this thing. You can enjoy the holistic thing, all that God has done. You can only enjoy if you walk in the light. So I said, walking in the light means taking the scriptures. And I gave you a few of them. John 5:24-27. Verily, verily, I say unto you that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life. So you say, Lord, I thank you. I have believed your word and I have believed on Christ. And because of that, I have everlasting life. I have the God kind of life. Oh, the God of kind of life is in me. Zoe is in me. Eternal life is in me. And I've passed out of condemnation and I've passed in from death into life. Oh, the eye, it said, and verily, verily, I say unto you, the eye is coming, that's verse 25. And now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. You said, I was dead. I was once in spiritual death, and now I heard the voice of Jesus, and I'm now in eternal life. And then you say, that life is working in me. I've got the very substance of God. I have the very life of God. I have the very being of God. The greater one is in me. And because of that, I pass from death into life. You see, that is the only way. There is no other way. I'm telling you, no other way. You go to 26, verse 26, where we are dealing with John 5:24-27. 26 says, for as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of God. So you say all these things, then Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. You say spiritual death, but the gift of God is eternal life. I've got this gift of God through Christ Jesus our Lord. I have the gift of God, which is eternal life. This gift of God is operative in me. I have the very life. You see, this is the only way. Maybe you heard a man of God or someone saying it and you thought, oh, this person will just make it. No, this is the way it works. There is no other way it will work than a man will believe with his heart and put it on his lips. This one only works like that. You see, when you don't know how the iPhone 12 or 13 or whichever 18 or 21 or 50 or 100 that you know now, if you do not know how it works, you will have it, but you will not make any good use of it. You will have it, and the only thing you do with that phone is to make calls. All you do is to make calls. But what a wealth of knowledge you can get if you use it properly. So the only way you can use it properly is to have knowledge about how to use it. So the only way you can make use of this eternal life that Christ came to, because that's what John 3:16 is saying. It ends at it, everlasting life. It ends at it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. That is the thing. Have what? Everlasting life. Have what? Eternal life. It ends there. That is where the crux of the matter is. So, he has come to do the job. He died that Christ died. He died so that you can have what? Eternal life. And how is this eternal life going to operate in you? When you take it as you are hearing and put it on your lips and let this mouth work for you. Let this mouth keep saying it for you. That is the only way it works. That is the only way it works. You are so blessed. Bye.